What's up, guys? This is episode 4. Welcome back. We missed our previous upload last Friday.
I think we've actually missed the last 2 weeks now, but it's okay. Like, we're here now. This is what matters. We're putting our heart and soul into the episodes that we record. And since we missed the last few, if we would have just filmed it, our heart and soul would have not been into it. So we're back with quality uploads.
Quality is better than quantity.
That is so true. But you know what? We'll eventually keep the quantity up too. So you're gonna start this off. You need to talk about some things from the heart, just how your week's been, stuff like that. Really, really deep stuff.
All right. It's been pretty busy with doing golf, and school's just been kicking my butt too recently. I've had essays, math tests, history papers. I've had all of the above, and it's just been hard to rally all that together and complete it all.
But you know what the truth is that the light is at the end of the tunnel, and it's shining super, super, super bright, because in just a couple of weeks we have spring break, and then after that we're pretty much almost in for the summer. So yeah, but it's been an eventful last couple of weeks. It's kind of the last lap of school. Let's say you're on a quarter mile track, you're running the mile, that we're on our final lap, almost done with our third quarter of the school year. So we'll keep praying about it, and hopefully it goes well. Hopefully it all ends well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's also a lot of good things too. Like, I got to go to the zoo yesterday with our school, Woo! Which was pretty fun for Sadie's. And as I was walking to my car, I realized that there was a duck on it too. Mm. So that's pretty cool that I got ducked.
So with your Jeep, essentially the culture is, and this is, I think this is pretty much with everyone who has a Jeep. The Jeep is a whole, it's a whole culture of people that unite over the fact that they have Jeeps. And this includes, you know, special waves that we do at each other. And just remembering, those that do not do the Jeep wave, they're not real Jeepers. So for the real Jeepers, if you have a cool enough Jeep and somebody else notices your Jeep, it is your job to bestoweth upon them a rubber ducky. And that is exactly what's happened to you.
Yeah, it actually made my day too. It was pretty funny because I was just like walking. I didn't expect anything. Mm-hmm. And it just like, it automatically gave me a smile just because like I know the meaning behind mm-hmm. it too. And I would also love to just buy a bunch of ducks too and put them on other Jeeps too.
Well, it's not something that you really expect being on the coast, more towards the beach and near Balboa Park. I always thought it'd be more of an East County San Diego tradition to do. And like, I myself have gotten both of my ducks in East County because Spencer and I both have Jeeps. And so I was actually really, really surprised to hear that you got yours from the zoo.
Oh, I know. I wasn't expecting it at all. Like, I've gone so many other places that I would expect it way mm-hmm. more, but to have it like be 5 miles from the beach is pretty crazy.
Yeah. One of the things I saw at the zoo, and it really bothered me, there was this guy walking around, and he had a t-shirt that said, "Who are you going to vote for this election?" And then there was one box open and it said Democrat. And then the other one was racist. And this was just some old guy that was walking around the entire time with a smug look on his face. I must have passed him 4 times while I was there. He wasn't with anybody. He was probably just walking around with that t-shirt on, looking at people to try and get a rise out of them, which really upsets me. It's like, do you not have anything better to do in your life? Are you miserable enough to want to get a rise out of people and make other people angry?
Yeah, I just don't understand those people that, like, just because their life is not looking as they want it to be, they throw shade on others. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't appreciate it because people could be having the best time of their life and they could be blossoming, but mm-hmm. all it takes is one snarky comment, one person just saying something super rude to ruin their whole like week, maybe even year, if it really was something that touched them.
It was detrimental enough.
Yeah,
that's really sad. It really reflects from how that person is doing on the inside, because if they're doing something like that to others, it's probably something that's going on. It's probably comes and stems from something that's going on in their own life that they're not happy about, that they're upset about. So, I mean, part of me wanted to say something along the lines of, well, you do understand that there are people other than you with different political beliefs and they have valid reasons for disagreeing with you. But, you know, in the time being, just people like that do not deserve the rise that you're about to give them from yourself. They don't deserve the energy.
Yeah, it's also just, it shows their spiritual life too.
Because
mm-hmm. those that throw shade on others, you can tell that they're not right in their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not right in the eyes of God too. So it's just like, you can tell by someone how someone acts, by how strong of a Christian, or if they have hope too.
Mm-hmm.
And like how they act day to day.
Any hope in their lives. Most of the time though, Christians are not going to be the real Christians are never going to be the type of people to do something like that. Sure, they may do social experiments, you know, other things like that, but for the most part, the real Christians are very understanding people with, you know, but there are some, you know, bad apples in the bunch, but it was just super upsetting to me. So, the title of the episode, Spencer and I both met, well, at least I more so met him, the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee. And he spoke at our school this week for a chapel, and it was probably one of those chapels where everybody knew a month in advance, and everybody was talking about it for the entire month.
Yeah, it was super cool, because to have that opportunity of that huge stage that they have
mm-hmm.
as a company and stuff is really cool that they saw, or at least Kyle Mann saw, Christian as a way to spread his company and to spread his interests and thoughts to the younger generation too.
Just his overall message. It was really great to just shine a light on the fact that God himself created humor. And so he when he came to speak, I thought about it. I'm like, wow, this is really great. And so right after the chapel, our youth pastor Grant announces, okay, so he's going to be here. Kyle Mann, the editor-in-chief, is going to hang out in the lobby with everybody after the chapel ends. He's just going to hang out. He's going to stick around. So if anybody wants to ask any questions or anything, you know, feel free to come on by. And so I immediately, as soon as chapel ended, booked it right down. I was all the way in the very, very tippity top in the camera control room, and I rushed down. And I'm in the back of the line to meet him. There's a line of people to meet him because he's probably the most popular chapel speaker we've ever had. And so I'm at the end, and then things are moving by, and the teachers ended up getting pushed to the end of the line because kids came first. So, you know, the line got a little bit shorter for me. I was talking to the superintendent. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta breathe. Oh, what am I gonna say? And then the person in front of me takes their picture, because everybody wanted a picture with them. They take their picture and they leave. Now it's me. And I was just in the middle of drying the sweat out of the palms of my hands on my pants, like, you know how you do that. And then as soon as, right when I'm in the middle of that, he looks at me right in the eyes, right at me. I wasn't even expecting this. And then I look at him, big eyes, shocked. And I say, what do I say now?
You said that?
He looks at me, and yeah, the second I noticed, I panicked, and I said, what do I say now? And he said, let's start with your name. So I walk up to him, and he's like, hi, I'm Kyle. I'm like, oh, my name's Jack. I'm Jack. Yeah, I'm Jack. And he's like, well, great. I'm like, so I'm started, you know, get more normal. I'm like, so y'all from around here? And he's like, well, I used to live in the San Diego area for a long time, but no, we're located in Florida. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, cool. And, you know, the superintendent takes my phone. We're going to take a picture. And I said, hey, I look forward to applying there one day. And he says, great. And he gives me his email. And so
that's so cool.
Yeah, he wrote him an email, and then that Friday, since I got his email on Wednesday, that Friday he ended up responding. It was great. I was super, super cool. He told us, he basically gave us advice for our own podcast, and that is, we got to stick to authenticity, do what we're doing, and try, just never have your goal just to be to get views and be famous.
Yeah, I think that's actually an awesome point of view too, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, they give up super easy. They mm-hmm. make this one TikTok, mm-hmm. Instagram, whatever video, thinking that it's gonna get millions of views, all this fame and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
but the results don't happen, and then they instantly give up.
They quit, yeah.
But those who, I feel like blessings go to those who keep pursuing mm-hmm. their interests mm-hmm. too. So we just got to keep trying, keep grinding, keep mm-hmm. pushing out all this material and stuff, and just maybe God will bless us with success.
But the success. The cool thing is at a certain point, we don't really care. Like, we are out just out here doing what we enjoy. We're having a lot of fun doing what we're doing. And, you know, our goal, even though it'd be nice, we've all thought about it, right? But our goal at this point isn't necessarily to just absolutely blow up. We care about the content we're putting out. We find a lot of joy in the people at our school and the people around us that listen to it and they talk to us about it. That's what we like the most.
Bro, it was so cool in English. Oh, yeah. One kid just was like, oh, I heard this in your podcast. It really hit me. It actually made me like really enjoy that we're doing this.
Yeah.
Because it actually impacts the kids around us too, which is cool.
Yeah. In the middle of a Socratic seminar, he uses our podcast as outside evidence for one of his answers.
Yeah. That was so really funny. He used it as like a quote to like, he's like cited us.
Shout out to Abraham. But, yeah, no, the point is if you're going to be doing something, you need to make sure that your intentions for what you're doing are pure. If you think that God's calling you to do something, well, you could be wrong. I mean, I feel like God calls us to very specific things in life and many doors can open. But the truth is we can think God wants us to do something for years in our life. And it just turns out one day that it's not true. And he sometimes has to tell us in a very abrupt way. He can just sometimes, if we're on the wrong track for a long enough time, he decides, hey, I'm going to slam the door.
Yeah, it's super crazy because sometimes the devil uses his voice too mm-hmm. to sound like it's light at the end of the tunnel. But sometimes he uses it to lead you farther away from God right. too. So never jump into something with all your effort. Have your effort there, but don't like fully think that it's all God, because mm-hmm. sometimes you never know if
right.
it's from the devil or if it's just like it's something God doesn't want you to do too.
Right.
So it's super important.
I mean, you can, the truth is, and this isn't one of those, you know, pure flicks Christian movies. It's this guy who goes up to this old lady and the guy says, so why is my life so great? I don't have God. I'm not a Christian like you. You're blind. Why is my life so good and yours is so terrible? And the old lady gives a perfect response. She says, the way the devil gets some people is he makes their lives as comfortable as possible for as long as possible so that they don't feel a need to find the Savior. And so you sit every day in your life in your comfy prison cell and the door is open. And you live your life, you have all these amazing things, you have all these materialistic things. And then eventually, when it's too late, and by the time you realize, the cell door slams shut and you are dead and you're in hell.
Yeah, it catches up with you quick.
Right.
Something cool that I heard in church today was, he was talking about like demons and stuff too. The biggest way that the devil uses them in your life as temptations and stuff is to make you think that they're not there.
Right.
To like distract you from all this world and all its stuff in it and possessions and stuff. He uses it to distract you and not think anything of it.
Right.
And then, cause it's a big thing about everyone that they don't think about where they're going to end up
mm-hmm.
and all this other things. Mm-hmm. Like it's really tough to think about, but in the end of the day, if you're a Christian, you know where you're going, and that's where you can find your peace too, which is right. nice.
The truth is that a lot of the demons, they have their different jobs or whatnot, but I think I've brought this up in a podcast before, and that you can serve the demon of self and do all these things for God. You can even be a pastor, but the entire time you could be serving yourself, which is one of the ways that the devil uses his demons to really get after you and try and take you away from God. Because the truth of the matter is the devil's all his goal is just to get people to turn away from the idea that Jesus did what he did. And so it's not against the devil to tell people, oh yeah, believe that Jesus was a really good man. Believe he was a nice guy. Believe he did good things. right? A lot of people are going to end up in hell. They're nice people. You're going to think they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the one thing that the devil is going to tell you and try to get you to question every single time is that Jesus was who he said he was. That's his goal.
Yeah. A cool challenge that I heard from church this week mm-hmm. was step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Think about those. Like you just said, a lot of people in hell are actual nice people.
Right.
But the thing is, they can still be nice people, but they still don't have the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge was step out of your comfort zone this week. Talk and spread the word to others. Because maybe you never know. That might be their only opportunity in life to hear that.
Right.
So just, because I mean, for me, it's being at a Christian school. It's easy just to stay in my lane. Think everyone has already heard this. Why mm-hmm. would it change for right. me saying it? So it was cool to just be like, just even like hintly, like put it in there about like trusting in him and like accepting him. Because there's a lot of kids at Christian that don't even
mm-hmm.
like live the life of God too.
So. It's hard for us to understand, but there's definitely kids there that haven't really heard the message directly pointed towards them. They've made it, and God knows how they've made it through all this time at the school, and they've successfully evaded and avoided all of the opportunities or all of the ways that they could be preached the real gospel directly towards them. I mean, there's some times where it's actually pretty easy for these kids to figure out ways to avoid God's word and avoid the teachings. So we got to really think about it. Outside of the bubble we might live in, there are kids around us and there are kids outside of our school that are really struggling with or successfully avoiding God's word. And it reminds me of a little metaphor I heard. It was a parable, so I shouldn't say metaphor, but it's a building is burning and there are a bunch of people that are blind and one of the people can see. So they know that the building's burning. So they saw the warning signs. They saw that something wasn't right. They saw the smoke. And by the time the blind people found out that the building was burning, there was no way that they could escape because they were on the third floor of this super tall building.
Uh-huh.
And the entire building was going to come crumbling down at this point. And they told the person that could see, as the person could see, navigated their way almost all the way out of the building. Why didn't you warn us? That's our job as Christians.
Yeah, for sure.
All of those people, we are not really, if we have a friend that's atheist or agnostic, we are not really their friend if we're not telling them or warning them about the flames that are ahead of them and in their future if they don't turn to God.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge thing in a job that sometimes we're just oblivious to.
Right.
Like, we think of them as just like our friend and like it's weird to talk to them about that stuff when they're not full Christians. But like you said, it is our job to reach out to them. And something cool that I've been thinking about is, you know how missionaries are always saying and going far places away.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that we should focus on where we're at first.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on our community. Focus right. on our city.
Yeah.
Like we don't need to go to Indonesia or... Mm-hmm. all these far places. We can literally walk around San Diego, downtown, right. all these places and just spread the word because our place isn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere is perfect. So we'll always find at least one person that we can hit.
Right.
Perfect. And that's one extra person that we can fill heaven with. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's a great point. But yeah, I think we're going to end it there. So I just run the outro. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. I pray that you are having an amazing day. And just tell everybody about this podcast. Tell your friends. If you don't have friends, tell your pets. If you don't have pets, tell your family. If you don't have that, go on the corner of a street with a sign like those crazy people say the world's going to end and tell everybody about our podcast. So, in all seriousness, thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. And we'll catch you next time.